All right. Good morning.
Going to all skate, ladies and gentlemen, all skate.
Man, I miss it.
What? What's so funny about that? That's a serious thing. That's a thing from my childhood that is gone.
Amazing. No. That just, you get that over the last.
Everyone on the roller skating floor, we're going to take a skate. Quick break to clean the floor. Don't forget that slices of pizza are on sale.
Yes.
And
forgot Friday, we had to clear the floor sometimes.
And Friday is the 70s night, so bring out your disco gear and enjoy some disco roller skating. Again, everyone off the floor as we take time to mop.
Did you guys do like the four-corner game?
Oh, my God, dude. We did it all. Crack the whip.
So we had the four-corner game. We had backwards skate, all skate. There was the limbo.
Limbo. God, dude, that's how many broken asses took place at the limbo at the roller rink?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Ow! I never did that. See, I was a blader, so I couldn't bend my ankles
guy. You were that guy just going all fast with all your blading tricks. You and the boys that like blades. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I was just a blur on the outside of that track. That's what it was.
Trying to impress all the chicks with your sweet blading skills.
Right. Clapping all the hands. I miss it.
Yeah,
it's bring that back.
You can still find some around, but there's something innocent about going to the roller rink. All right.
Well, specifically, mine was growing up around here, Roller World, obviously.
Yeah. Roller World.
Roller World. Yeah. You know, you'd bring your own skates. Ours, that guy was at the door, and he'd check your skates to make sure there's no like stones or something. You know, he didn't want to mess up his floor.
You know, actually, I think mine has yours beat. Ours was called Fast Forward.
Fast Forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So were you were you on skates or were you a blader?
I just did the skates. I saved the blades for outside.
Never really figure out the skates.
Yeah.
I always just ended up like running with that little like rubber thing on your toe. I just run on those things. You know, I don't know. Like my legs would always want to go opposite ways. You know, I end up doing the splits all the time and I didn't like it.
It was different. It was different than blades for sure. But yeah. Really, though, honestly, once I started getting into blading, you know, mostly playing street hockey, you know, with the boys, tipping over trash cans and slapping knuckle pucks into them.
Mighty Ducks came out, right?
Yep. That changed my life. But yeah, I got away from the skates and doing more blading.
Anyway.
God, we were cool.
Were you good at going backwards?
No, that's one thing I was never able to do. I was never able to go backwards.
It's pretty good backwards.
And really affected my chances of making the blade team.
Right. the bladers.
The bladers.
You know?
Just can't do it.
Nothing looked worse than falling when you were going backwards, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Nothing graceful about that.
Well, because it's an immediate stop and a fly. You know, it's not like, you know, no, you eat, and then you're back. Yeah. You're gone.
If you could Superman some skates, that's how you do it, right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. As much as I'd love to talk about how cool you and I were on our
just
blades.
Same.
We got to get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Special.
The first spot, I held a girl's hand.
Oh, bro. Right there. It's probably so sweaty. God, your hand was probably just
I got to lap in. I'm like, I got to let go, and I'm sorry. Yeah, the whole body is sweating.
Your hand sounded like the rubber stopper. his hands are so sweaty. It's gross.
Sweaty.
Susan, why aren't you back out there with him? His hands are still sweaty. It's gross.
Right.
Nope, you're
great.
Sweaty hands on the roller rink. Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Negator in Benton Township. Who is hiring now? Start your career with Specialite. Great starting pay, awesome benefits, room to grow. Special-Lite.com right here, Southwest Michigan, with Specialite. We're obviously in the midst of summer. We're nearing the end, but I found this topic, and I thought this is great. Have you ever had a summer job? If so, what was your best summer job? You're talking about going back, those memories of, you know, earning some dollars in between school, summertime, you know, maybe you're 16, you got your license, now you can go out, make some money, get some gas money, stuff like that.
Let me just kick this one off.
Yeah, kick it off, please. Please do.
Best summer job. I've talked about this before, and I think it was a while ago, but Florida, after high school, for some reason, I'm like, you know what, I'm going. I'm going to the state that's hot. That we do all our WTFs on, we're moving there. So I was in, I have family in Florida. So Sarasota, I also have family in Auburndale, Polk County, Winter Haven area. But I stayed in Sarasota for 6 months. And during those 6 months, I became a cabana boy. Let me say that again. I became a cabana boy. And when I say cabana boy, I'm saying like what you think it is. Like the big hat, the big wicker hat, no shirt, bathing suit every single day. So this was my job. Now imagine this. Okay, I get up at like 7:30 in the morning. Get to the beach at like 8. And the Corona commercials with the big green umbrella, you know, and the two chairs along the beach. By the way, those aren't aluminum chairs.
No, they're heavy, man.
Yeah, those are like 75-pound wooden chairs.
Yeah,
right?
Heavy and awkward.
So I had to drag and dig a hole, put the umbrella in, pull the chairs. And the chairs were probably 50 yards away. And I had to set up like 13 to 16 of these along the beach. By the time I was done with this, I was exhausted and set up my own little spot and basically just took money from people that wanted to rent these little seats out. Made $100 a day just sitting there. Dude, it was great. I'm telling you, it was an awesome job. But after the first week, I mean, I'm from Michigan. I was so burnt. So here's the thing in Florida, that Florida white sand, even though you're under an umbrella.
It reflects up, yeah.
It reflects off the sand.
Yeah.
So you're still getting sun.
Yeah.
By the sixth day, I'm like, Mike was the owner's name. I'm like, Mike, I need a day off, man. I am cherry red. He looked at me. He was like, you need 4 days off.
Oh, cabana boy.
Boy. But yeah, it was an interesting job, man.
That's a fun one. And that's one you'll always have. You'll always remember.
Yeah. North Siesta Key Beach.
Probably a bunch of hot ass running around there.
Hey, and they were all from overseas.
Oh, really?
Huh. So it was in front of a bunch of condos. And, a lot of foreigners. They come over and rent the condos for a week. So, like, I could hardly speak to these people, basically. But it was awesome. It was great. It was a great time.
How do you say "Oh, cabana boy" from in Russian? I love that story. I remember you telling me that many years ago that you were a cabana boy, and it's one of my favorite things about you is you out there in the sun in Florida.
I know. It's just, why did I leave that job? What was I thinking?
Yeah, now look at you. Now you're on a cut-rate morning
show.
You
know what was great about it, too? So I had to work till about 7 o'clock, or that's what I was scheduled to, right? But 5:30 on the dot, every single day, a storm rolls through.
Mm-hmm.
On the dot. I couldn't believe it. Like the second weekend, I'm like, oh, storm's coming. 5:30. Pack it up.
Yep. Time to go. Sorry, folks. Don't want these chairs to get wet. Yeah, if you would have stayed down there, Hunter, you'd probably be running that place now. You'd probably have your own fleet of cabana boys, more chairs.
I have some southern accent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A weird
super
Florida
tan.
Accent. So tan. Unhealthy. Unhealthy tan.
Until I got stung by a stingray.
Ah!
Right.
How'd Hunter die? Well, he was running his cabana boy stand. And he was out for a swim. Stingray. Dead. It's good. I like that. Good first or good summertime job. Favorite summertime job. I had two. I don't think as good as cabana boy down in Florida, Hunter. But my first favorite, the best summer job I ever had, I was a bartender. Now, in Wisconsin at this time, you only had to be 18. So before my first year of college, I was a bartender at a bar.
That is dangerous.
Oh, my God, dude. I felt like Tom Cruise in Cocktail. It was amazing. It was awesome.
You probably did.
Like, because imagine, like the Bob Seger song, Like a Rock, all right? When he's describing just being in the prime, all right? I was 18, didn't have a care, you know? And
here's
I'm sitting there.
You know what's interesting? You could bartend at 18 years old in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So around here, I believe it was 21. You could bar back. So you could, like, load the bar, but you couldn't actually serve anybody.
Yeah, which makes sense because I couldn't drink, but I could get people drunk, all right?
That's right, you're handling it. That just doesn't...
And of course I was drinking beers behind that. I was chain-smoking cigarettes, had my work shirt rolled up nice and tight on the biceps and everything. Bachelorette parties would come. For an 18-year-old who only wanted to do one thing, it was the best summertime job.
Oh, man.
The only thing that does come close, I will say, is I was also a tour guide at a cave for a summer.
Oh.
And
so you went from a bartender to a tour
guide. Yeah. I took people spelunking every single day. And it was awesome because I got to.
How far did your voice travel in those caves?
Oh, it was terrible. I always felt bad for the other tour guides that were in there when I was in there because you couldn't hear them.
Couldn't understand because there was so much of an echo.
It was great. But yeah, no, I had my uniform was blue jeans with a green polo and then a green, like, kind of North Face jacket. And I always get in trouble at work because I used to push.
Ranger Brock.
Yeah, it was. And I had a flashlight. It was great, man.
Nice. Was it kind of like your badge, like your official?
Yeah.
Yep. Would you spin it around in your fingers?
Oh, yeah. I'd use it to, and you do like that kind of like, you know how cops shine it, how they hold it kind of like that? That's how I'd hold it to point out things like, oh, there's
tap things with it.
There's a fossil right there, if you can check that out. Fun little fact, everyone.
Point things out. Yeah, there you go.
Fun little fact, everyone. If you have a hard time remembering where stalactites and stalagmites are, here's a little fact for you.
If you look over here, you know.
So I used to tell people, stalactites cling tightly to the ceiling, and stalagmites might get there someday. All right, let's move on to the next part of the cave.
Very clever.
Oh, it was good stuff.
I like this guy. I'd
crack in jokes like, hey, watch out for the cave people. They only come out if you've been naughty.
Did you get fired from that job?
No, they loved me. I was the best tour guide they ever had, man. I will stand by that. I was the best tour guide at that cave.
Yep.
I used to do this fun thing, too, where, like, near the end of the day, you could do total darkness, all right? So if we shut off, if there wasn't any other tours in the cave, like, last tour of the day was always the best one because there was no other people in the cave, you do total darkness. So what you could do is you can, and I'm telling you, you couldn't see your hand right in front of your face. So what I'd do is I'd be like, all right, we're going to do this now. And I'd shut off all the lights.
Away.
No, what I'd say is, now, this is a perfect time to make faces at your family members, your friends. And then I'd kick the lights on real quick, and, oh, every time. Sometimes you see kids like flipping off their brothers, like, ah, you got busted. You're in trouble. Yeah. So, two best summer jobs. No Cabana Boy in Florida, but still.
Tour guide's not far off.
Was there any job that you wanted, Hunter, that you didn't get, that you were like, oh, I wish I could do this?
Not really, dude. Honestly, everything. I haven't had too many jobs, honestly. I worked with my dad for a little bit. I worked at Best Buy. I worked at Chili's.
Chili's, though, you were only there for like a week, weren't you?
Pretty much. I worked at another restaurant, too, for like a couple months.
Where was the one where you spilt the soup on that old lady or something like that?
Oh, that was at Shoes. That was at Shoes down the road here. Yeah, you know, that was terrible. That was like the second day. The sweetest old lady. Of course, she's wearing a pure white dress.
You just gazpachoed her.
Just a sauced up steak flying across the room, lands right on her lap. Oh, no. Sorry, not cut out for this.
No, this is not it.
You know, too gangly and clumsy.
You get back in the back and scrub some dishes, all right? Don't break any.
That's where I should have started, I think.
Don't break any.
You know? Yes. She was nice. She was nice. Yeah. And, you know, I'm charming.
Oh, steak. You know. All right, but anyway. Yeah. We got to take a break. We got more coming up. Stick around.